This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. And I got to do a special salute to one of my favorite rappers of all time, Project Pat.
Hey.
Who is now Pastor Project Pat.
Is
now.
He really?
Yeah, he's a pastor. He's been preaching in a church in Arkansas, and Lopez looking like he have no idea who Project Pat is.
No, I was hanging out with him yesterday.
Hey, I don't know if you heard this song before, but this is Project Pat.
Check it out.
Okay, see, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you were going to know Project Pat.
Yeah, I don't know who the artists.
Yeah. So he is officially a pastor. He actually been preaching for about, or not preaching, but he turned his life over to God, I want to say in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of been going on for a little bit. I noticed it, I want to say earlier this year. I'm like, is this really Project Pat? Is he
really? Yeah.
So he was in, going to jails and preaching to the, you know, talk is a good word to the inmates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to I want to say this is Fox 13 in Memphis.
They
actually had a little story on them.
Making music since the 1990s to becoming one of the country's best known rappers while performing with his brother Juicy J and 3-6 Mafia. A realization that his talents and gifts were now needed for a very different purpose.
So God gives people out here gifts of influence. I was using my gift in the wrong way.
But then God put you on this whole path to live all this, to get you here.
Well, he brought me through it, I tell you that.
Man, salute to him.
I want
to
hear one of his sermons.
I want to go to his church.
I want to hear a sermon.
Y'all are in the same place as ours, so we making a trip then?
Yeah. Hey, I want
to
hear a sermon.
Hey, let's go to Arkansas, man, so we can see Pastor Project Pat.
Yeah.
Around here.
he gave us a little mace on that, a little Reverend Al Green. Like, this is not entirely
No, he seemed legit, though.
But yeah, he absolutely does. Yeah. Right, for sure.
And a little on his background, and I didn't know this, but... His father was a pastor.
Okay, didn't realize he was a PK.
And so the funny thing is somebody made a hilarious tweet saying his pastor. So people that don't know, Juicy J is his brother.
Every time someone says Juicy J, I want to do the ad lib, and I'm like, you can't do that on radio.
Yeah, nah, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
But so they're brothers, and so they had the same pops, which was a pastor. And somebody made a hilarious tweet saying their father birthed 666 Mafia, which is known for like the demon type stuff.
Yeah,
But salute to him, man. It's good to see him in a good space.
I got 2-3-6 Mafia songs on this my playlist here.
Okay, excellent. Which ones? Wait,
Stay Fly.
We're gonna do the guess game. All right, Stay Fly. And what's the
guess? The other one.
Let's see.
Come on, man. This is me you're talking about.
Damn.
You say that like I'm supposed to know.
I was going
to
say this might be two in the sticks for you. I was going to say Sipping on Some Scissor.
That one is I've heard, but that's not on the list. Popping My Collar, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
That's about that era. Yeah.
That makes sense. I should have went with that one. The only thing that caught me in that one is that he said that he was using his gifts in the wrong way, which made me wonder like how he feels about his music career at like in general now. I mean, it's not. I'm not gonna stop listening to it.
But, oh, wow.
I am intrigued, like how he feels about it, and like, does he still look fondly on it, but also has turned himself into a different place, or is he just like, man, I was out there sinning, and all that is
bad
now.
He should own it, man. Yeah.
Nah, I think for him, I think that's a testimony. That's a journey
for sure.
Yeah. He had to 100%. Go through that to get where he is now, and he had a rough life going through prison and all that stuff. So. I think he's in a good place right now. It's just so weird seeing a pastor project pack.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're getting older.
Yeah, man. But salute to him.
For sure.
Figgy Smith staple in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Webster released some new words. Oh. They added some new words and phrases. And I got to ask you, when was the last time y'all actually looked in the dictionary, man?
Online, I do. But not an actual dictionary.
Yeah, I haven't had a physical dictionary in a long time. Although I used to be real fond of physical dictionaries because I don't know if you could tell or not. A lot of words. Yeah, because my mom used to be like the parent where if you asked her something, she'd go look it up. And so me and that Merriam Webster were like this, son, man, like this.
I carried a thesaurus and a dictionary with me for probably 20 years.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where I went.
An AP style book?
Yep. And an AP. Well, that one you're supposed to know by heart, but maybe I did.
I'll see if I can catch
him. Maybe I did.
I want to see if I can catch him.
Yeah. So, a couple words they added to it. I want to get y'all thoughts on this. They added touch grass.
No idea what
that's why. For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Words and phrases.
Without letting them know what touch grass means, what do you think that you
this is a total.
Is it kind of like. What is it? I am where my feet are, or whatever that saying is.
No, it's not even that deep, man. Yeah.
It basically, you say that to me, like, hey, get outside. Like, you need to go get some air. You've been inside on the compete keyboard too long.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because if you go in the comment section and people are digging deep into stuff that don't even matter.
Go touch grass, man.
Go outside. Go play.
Yeah, you've been on this computer too long. You need to go outside. Yeah.
I know your parents say, get off that game. Go outside.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to start using
that. Go touch grass.
Yeah. Nepo baby.
Okay.
Was added to it.
Okay. Makes sense. I think we know what that is.
This one, I never heard this term, but beach read.
I've used that.
Beach read?
It's a beach read.
Okay.
Oh, like
a light brain candy book.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one is IDGAF. So
That's in the dictionary?
I don't give a bleep.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's part of our lexicon, and the dictionary is not a rule book, but more reflection.
But it's an acronym.
Yeah, but people now say acronyms instead of just them representing acronyms. They become
I'm anti this one. I'm not a fan.
Language stickler over here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm flexible on some of these, but not an acronym.
All right. So this one, Nick Caserio actually used this during the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Badassery.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
They added
self-explanatory.
That. Yeah, that added that to it.
General badassery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another one, true crime. Which is kind of like a new genre of podcasts.
It's
and
all over
TV shows. Yeah,
that's actually crime. a good ad.
Yeah, creepy crawly.
Okay,
I feel like
I'm surprised it wasn't already.
Yeah, because when I seen this, I thought about the creepy crawlers, the little things from back in the day. Where I don't know if you ever had this. I actually had this as a kid, where you kind of make your own little gummy toys.
Yeah.
Like creepy crawly, it was like some spiders and stuff like that. So
okay.
That's the first thing I thought about. Another one, MAGA. and we could keep on moving.
Okay, very that, good.
Never heard of it.
Street corn. They added street corn to the dictionary.
That's fair. See, I'm the only one I'm against is IDGAF.
Okay.
This one, shadow ban. You got to really be a. This is an internet term.
You are.
Right,
you are. You are chronically online. If that's the case.
Yeah, that one's not.
Oh, and yes, shout out to 713 who is pushing back on your pushback, Lopez, mentioning that SNAFU and FUBAR, both of those acronyms.
But those have become words.
IDGAF is that is how we use.
What do you say?
Now.
IDGAF. Who? How many times? Okay, raise your hand. All right. What 713? Like. People's,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You're not in the streets, Lopez.
How many times have you been out there?
Gen Z's now.
I hear people in conversations say SNAFU. I hear people say, you know, all these others that become words. Oh, okay. Ask me something, Figgy.
What you got going on?
IDGAF.
Okay.
Who the hell says IDGAF?
Maybe these kids.
Who the hell says IDGAF? The hell out of here. Or IDGAF out of here.
Close.
Another one, FYP for your page. That's another one of those internet ones.
So that's number two. I'm not, for you page. Not a big fan of that.
Yeah, and this one, apparently this is a British slang word for making out.
Mm-hmm.
Snog.
S-N-O-G?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll accept it.
But I've never used it or heard it.
I guess if you over in London or something, hey, you want to snog?
Hey, baby, let's go snog.
Hello, let's snog.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I thought those words was kind of interesting a little bit, man.
Yeah.
It's funny how they add in like new words.
Yeah.
That
I'm cool with it, except for the dumb ones.
I gaff.
It gaff.
Figgy Smith, Stable on Sports Radio 610. So we were at a mix and mingle pretty much yesterday with the company, and salute the Odyssey. They put on a cool little event. I got there a little late because, you know, I was a little busy.
Got to salute the Texans, too.
Yeah, they did a really good job. So I got a list of seven things. Just being at a mix and mingle event and how we could get super awkward.
No, that's good.
And I thought about this too because
having a baseball team lose in the midst of it.
This is good.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny too because I was kind of standing around Reggie and you mentioned something that I think everybody went through this before. Just feeling like an outsider because you're new to the company and you're still trying to get to know people.
Yep.
And just that moment of standing around while everybody else talking and having a good time, and you just like, man, I don't know none of these people.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, hey, go mingle. But it's like, all right, the people that I would utilize to then make those connections, they're off doing
already,
their thing too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So like the people that I was like, oh, I know Fig. I can stand next to Fig, talk to Fig, right? I know Lopez. Lopez gone now. He got to go watch the game. Right? So like the people that you could kind of try and talk to a little bit. And of course, you do a little bit of that, but everybody, you know, you move from one conversation to the next, or somebody gets grabbed by, you know, for an important
somebody
conversation.
More important.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you hear either talking to somebody you don't really know, or you're just kind of standing there. And eating M&Ms.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot down this list real quick. The four small talk.
Forced small talk is a tough proposition.
Hey, so how's everything going?
But you gotta do it. You know, you have to. Like it's especially in events like that.
What about the one where you're forgetting people names? Like you know this person, but you have no idea what their name is. And that is me.
That is also
I'm raising my hand.
I am the king of that.
Are y'all afraid of asking again? Because I will ask again.
Especially if they know my name.
Quick, fast, and hurry. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm awful with names.
If they say, hey, Figgy, what's up, man? It's good to see you, man. I see you.
I try to trick them or use a little, kind of a end around to figure out their name, you know.
That's cool until it doesn't work.
Yeah,
and then you out here looking
like
real,
I say, hey, have you met Reggie? Like if I don't remember their name, I said, have you met Reggie? So they can say, hi, I'm Bill. Oh, that's right, it's Bill.
Yeah, I just try as much as possible to like name. What was your name again? And then I'm probably still that gives me a slightly better chance. And then next time around, I'm like completely.
It's funny. I just did it out here not that long ago. So we actually have a new show for one of our sister stations. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys walked past. I'm like, hey, what's up, Fee? And right in that moment, he's like, hey, pleasure to meet you. I'm going to be listening to sports. I did not remember his name at that point. I'm like, dog it. I didn't want to go back and be like, hey, what's your name again? And he just told me like 2 seconds ago.
Automatic? Yeah. Is that who you're talking about? Or are you talking about Anthony?
Yes, I guess. Yeah. I still don't remember.
Okay, I just want to see.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to have to ask somebody else so I could get all their names. Another one, I guess navigating the group dynamics. Mm-hmm. So trying to fit in mid-conversation with somebody.
That's another tough one.
That's the worst one, man. Mm-hmm. You sitting there, they talking, and you mm-hmm. try to jump in. I did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Reggie and Sean Pendergast was talking. I came in like, man, the Astros, and they both was looking at me like, huh? Wait, really? Talking about? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I thought y'all was talking about the Astros.
Okay. I was like, I hope I wouldn't mean it.
Reggie tried to clean it up a little. Yeah, we always talk about the Astros. So I'm like, damn, I fumbled that one.
I'm trying to give an assist wherever I can. Please, 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 please.
Yeah, what about the overly personal questions?
What are they paying you now, Figgy? Oh,
man. Yeah, that's fun.
That's an absolute no.
Yeah.
That's a conversation over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about people hovering over trying to speak with somebody?
That I'm not good at that. Because I'll just not hover.
I tried to do that yesterday. I tried to talk to one of our salespeople, mm-hmm. and he was talking to some of the talent, and I'm kind of sitting there waiting for them to stop, and then somebody else come over,
exactly.
and yes. they started talking. So I was just standing there looking awkward.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? I hit them up later.
Especially with the people that are like do this a lot, because they know. You can't wait for the conversation. You just got to jump in.
Yeah.
I'm not a jump in guy. I'm trying to wait patiently, and all of a sudden, they're gone.
Same.
Yeah. Last one, the awkward silences. Mm-hmm. So when you sitting there talking to somebody one-on-one, and y'all just run out of stuff to say, so now you just standing there. Like, y'all two just sitting next to each other. Where you like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go over here real quick.
That's right.
Yeah.
You try to make an excuse to kind of leave, because both of y'all just standing there.
And yeah.
There's nothing else to say.
And if especially if it's like you're not real, real tight with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's not even a, like, okay, so what about blah, blah, blah? No, you don't know.
You don't have much common ground. Yeah, there's very little common ground.
It's just like, yeah, nice to meet you. What do you do? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. And y'all just standing there. Like,
well.
Sometimes it's like, can I circle back to something we were talking about early and just restart that part of the conversation? So you were saying earlier about this.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I got.
Yeah.
That's the best I got. I fired all my shots at this point. There you go. That's a little Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. right here on In the Loop every weekday. We appreciate you, my man. All right. Coming up next, obviously, we're getting ready to hand off to our guys on the drive. They're out in New Caney at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Go see them fine fellas, 2-6. But before we hand off to them, a little bit more from CJ Stroud, but also we kind of got a little bit more into the weeds on how these Astros might look going forward. We'll do all of that next.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.